Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's go! Let's go, Houston. You guys are back in the national championship game. Oh my gosh, what a result and finish in San Antonio. I'm Pete Mundo. We are HeartlandCollegeSports.com. We cover the Big 12, and we are so glad that you are here as a part of this show. Oh man, whose house? Cougs' house. Glad you're here. Thanks for joining us. Hope that you are subscribed, and so glad that you are with us, as always, at Heartland College Sports. So, the Houston Cougars beat the Duke Blue Devils 70-67 on Saturday night in an incredible, historic finish. Man, that was fun. So, Houston goes on an 11-1 run to finish this game. Just absolutely tremendous. And it's one of those games that we are all going to remember for a very long time. Man, that was fun. So listen, let's just start off with this comeback. All right, Houston ends up closing the game on a 25-8 run. That is unbelievable. A 25-8 run for this team and this program in this game is just incredible, because they looked like they were done. You know that, and I know that. Let's be honest. We're watching this game and we're saying to ourselves, it's over. Okay? They're down what? How many points? 14 points with 8 minutes left. That's what happened here. They were down 14 points with 8 minutes left. And then the comeback begins. And what a comeback it was. And it's a team effort. It's LJ Cryer, who had a great game. It's Emmanuel Sharp. It's big free throws from Jawan Roberts. It was all that wrapped in the one. That's how exciting this moment was and this game was for the Houston Cougars. It was absolutely tremendous. And you know what? This is also a classic example of a team that was better prepared, that had veteran leadership, that, as cliche as it is, did not give up. Okay? And there's a lot of people in that spot who would have given up, and they did not. And that is a testament to this program in this moment and everything that they have done leading up to this moment on Saturday night. That's how good it was. That's how impressive it was for the Houston Cougars. So shout out to all of you Houston Cougars fans who are out there right now, who are celebrating an incredible moment. You are going back to a national championship game for the first time in 40 years. You have every right to enjoy this moment, because here's the other thing about Houston. Houston is a team that had had the most Final Four appearances without getting to this national championship. I mean, they had been to a Final Four 7 times, and they had never won a national championship. And I know they still have to win one more game. But the story would have been, once again, Houston's close, but can't get it done. Instead, look at what we've got. Look at the storyline we have. Because coming into this game, what did we talk about all week long? We talked about how this might be one of the last true teams that we see in college basketball. Because of the transfer portal, because of the way that things are changing so rapidly, we did not know whether or not we were going to see a team come together like this, in the way that this Houston team has come together, and put on a performance like this. and they did it. And they did it in historic fashion, and Kelvin Sampson and these guys never gave up. And you heard Kelvin Sampson say after the game, and talk about this after the game, that he just kept saying during the timeouts, guys, we've been here. We've been in these spots. We've been in these moments. Do not get intimidated by this moment. We have done this before. We will do it again. And that's exactly what happened on Saturday night. They did not give up, and they came back, and they beat Duke 70-67. And man, what a game, what a moment. I will never forget this one. As someone who's been around the Big 12 for well over a decade now, I will never forget this game. Because I'm sitting here on the Heartland College Sports Forums, which I hope that you will join. They are free. You just hop on to heartlandcollegesports.com. You sign up on the forums. We're not looking for anything. We just want to get to know you. That's it. We just want to build our Big 12 community at heartlandcollegesports.com. And I put up a post saying Houston is out of their league, meaning Duke. And it looked like Cooper Flagg had their number all night. They were killing them on turnovers. They were killing them on, offensive rebounds. The free throw line, Duke was on fire all night. Houston wasn't getting anything done at the free throw line. And then the game starts to turn over those final few minutes. And I really thought the game was over. I want to say it was like 66-61. And it's about a minute 14 to go. And Tugler has that technical foul when he stupidly reaches across the baseline and hits the ball before the Duke player inbounds it. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, what are you doing, bro? I mean, you can't possibly do that in that spot. And Kelvin Sampson drops to his knees, and it felt like that was a moment where this game was over. This game was done. It just felt that way from Kelvin Sampson's perspective. It felt that way from, the broadcasting perspective. The game felt like it was over in that moment. And then it wasn't. And then Houston ends on an 11-1 run. Now, let me spend a moment here, and I'm going to do it because I know it's controversial, on the Cooper Flagg over the back foul call.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
It's a 50-50 call. I will say that in that spot. It's a 50-50 call. But if you're a Duke fan and you are going to blame your loss on that call, you don't know ball. You don't know basketball. Could it have gone either way? Maybe you can talk me into it being a no call in that spot. You can do all that. You can. I'm not going to sit here and say that's why Duke won the game or lost the game. It's not why they lost the game. It's not. It's a 50-50 call. Houston got it. And by the way, let me add this to the conversation, okay? Houston was not getting any trips to the free throw line compared to Duke all night long. It wasn't all that close. I mean, Duke still got 23 free throws in this game. Houston got 18. And the bulk of them came, it seemed like, in those final couple of minutes. So this was not a game that you look back on and say Houston got the calls. They certainly did not get the calls by any stretch of the imagination. Maybe they got a 50-50 call at the end, but if you think them getting a 50-50 call at the end is what gave Houston the win, you don't know ball. You don't. That is not why they won this game. Not even remotely close to why they won this game. Houston won this game because of their tenacity, their mental toughness, and that is something that down the stretch, Duke was lacking. Duke's an experience showed from its head coach, John Shire. You compare him to Kelvin Sampson, night and day. Kelvin Sampson, and listen, John Shire's a really good coach. He could be a great coach one day. But, I mean, you know, listen, Kelvin Sampson's twice his age. When you get down the stretch of a game like this with this kind of a magnitude, who do you want? You want Kelvin Sampson in the spot. You want the team that has sixth-year seniors like Juwan Roberts. That's what you want. You don't want true freshmen like Cooper Flagg, as talented as he is. You don't want coaches who have been around for a hot minute like John Shire. You want the guys who have been in the grind for decades. And Kelvin Sampson flashed that and showed that and displayed that on Saturday night. And it was a thing of beauty to watch it unfold. Absolutely tremendous. And let's not discount what he said after the game. Kelvin Sampson, talking about the Big 12, he said, we went 19-1 in the Big 12. He actually went 22-1. And shout out to my Big 12 brethren. He gave Brett Yormark a shout out as well. That was a special moment. For those of us who do this, and there's not many of us, that's why we dominate the Big 12 scene at heartlandcollegesports.com. But you know what? That was... I felt like a proud father in that moment watching Kelvin Sampson give a shout out to the Big 12 conference. He talked about how tough it was for the Big 12 to get through this league, to finish 19-1. This team has lost one game since December, and it was a one-point loss to Texas Tech. And now they're playing for their first ever potential national championship win. That was amazing. And having that conference pride, my gosh, Kelvin Sampson, can I inject some of that into my veins, baby? Can I get more of that? Holy cow, that was awesome. What a game. What a finish for the Houston Cougars. And what a night of college basketball. The first game, the SEC matchup, was okay. And frankly, the Houston Duke game wasn't looking great until the very end. But when it got good, damn, it got good. And it got really good. And if you are a Houston fan, I hope that you are soaking this thing up like crazy. And I'll tell you what, too. You want to talk about the difference here in these kinds of games when they're close here at the end? Duke didn't have to deal with a lot of this. Duke rolled its way through the ACC. They did not grind in the ACC like what the Big 12 grind was for Houston. And it's something that was alluded to by Kelvin Sampson that we just talked about. And also this was brought up on our forums. This was one of the recent posts on our forums. Here it is. Duke had a cakewalk on their way to the ACC title, but Houston had to fight for every inch in the Big 12. Nobody could have out-talented Duke this year, but Houston outworked them just like they did going 22-1 in the Big 12 this year. That's a great point on our Heartland College sports forums. And I hope that, you know, we're all appreciating this one. We have all got a root for the Big 12. We have all got a root for Houston. And we got to take down the SEC on Monday night, baby. Let's go. I am so fired up for what this team just did. And I know that many of you are as well. And there's a lot of conference pride that comes with it. Because let's be honest, people are ready to crown the SEC as God's gift to college basketball. As if the Big 12 did not win back-to-back national championships as recently as 2021 and 2022. This would give the Big 12 three natties this decade. That'd be pretty damn good. And the SEC has not won a natty since 2012. Kentucky, John Calipari. So there's a lot on the line on Monday night. Kelvin Sampson, of course, has a legacy-making moment coming up on Monday night. This Houston team can do something it's never done before coming up on Monday night. And what is standing in their way is the big, bad Florida Gators out of the SEC. So let's go. It is time. You know I'm breaking it out. We're going to be selling these like crazy. SEC undefeated in hypothetical games. I will link to it in the show when we wrap up here on YouTube and on the podcast. And if you are just joining us, please do make sure that you are subscribed. And if you're on the podcast, could you drop us a 5-star rating and review just out of excitement? I mean, come on now. It takes you 30 seconds. 5 stars and then a rating and a review. That's all we're asking for here. I would so appreciate that. And it would really continue to help this show grow. We've got 800 plus ratings, 4.8 rating out of 5 stars. We want to keep that baby trending in the right direction. So let's go, Cougs. We are fired up for Monday night. We're glad that you're here on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Celebrate it, Houston fans. Celebrate it, Big 12 fans. This was a historic evening. And soak it up. Have a drink. Cheers to you. We've got a lot more to talk about and get to these next 48 hours. So make sure you are locked in to HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Make sure you are subscribed to this channel because we will have much more coming your way. Have a great day. Have a great night. Congratulations, Houston. Let's go, Big 12. I'm Pete Mundo. We'll talk to you soon.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.